Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And here's what I want to talk to you about, Heaton, on this episode. I am currently looking to hire a super senior head of marketing for clothes.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And I've been pinging a few people for recommendations, you know, asking them if they know anybody or who they are looking up to in terms of like marketing leaders that I should talk to and get advice from. And a good friend of ours, Patrick from Price Intelligently, he sent me an email back that was like, well, you should really talk to Heaton about his outcome-based kind of hiring framework. He was saying how they had some challenges hiring some senior people, and you and Marie gave them some advice that really helped them think differently about it. And he felt like I should get that advice myself. And I was like, huh, I'm curious what that advice is. And maybe I'll just bring it up and see if we can turn it into an episode so other people can benefit from that conversation as well. Do you know what he's referring to?
I do. Very familiar. Right. So we went to SaaS Fest, which is Patrick Campbell from Price Intelligently's conference, who you were talking to. And it was after the conference, and Patrick, Marie, and I are good friends. And there's some stuff coming up that actually we're going to do together soon. So I should mention that since we're talking about him. And again, big fan of his. He's a pricing expert in not just SaaS, but subscription businesses, which are such a big thing now. And he was just having some interesting thoughts around his team and hiring senior people. And I think I can get really philosophical about this. So I am going to spend a second on that. But it's like when someone says to me today, hey, I want to hire a senior person to do X, my first reaction is, okay, how many senior people do you have right now? Right? And how do you define a senior person? That's a whole like topic in itself. This starts with my opinion, which I think we've shared a lot, both of us, around like, I don't think the way businesses look today, like large businesses, medium-sized businesses, are the way that these businesses are going to look when your business as a smaller business, smaller startup, whatever, gets to that same place in the future. Because the world is completely different than how it used to be. And this idea of departments and silos of departments and people being in marketing or being in product or being in these areas, I'm not saying they're BS. I think there's a ton of value of having those kind of definitions. But having it siloed so that the teams are working independently, that is where I think there's a big problem with how we think of doing business today. And so when you say, I'm going to hire someone in marketing, and it's going to be a senior person, and it's because I want to make sure we have more structure, we're thinking strategically and also tactically, and we're getting more organized and we're ready to scale a team, I get all those reasons from a traditional standpoint. What I still don't hear from most people who want to hire in those roles is, and this is what Patrick was talking about, what are the outcomes that that person is going to drive? And is it that person? Probably not. It's actually that team that's going to drive those outcomes. And then I go further and say, well, look, you have a company. Your company is probably siloed in departments today, even though it's a relatively small company. What is it, like 30 people now? Is that right, Steli?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so it's like 30 people, and you've got departments or some kind of area of like product and engineering and marketing and sales, and then, you know, a couple executives or whatever you want to call it. But is everyone actually, do they actually have a goal on their team? And how's that goal aligned with the customer journey and what the customer goes through? Is it aligned? Probably not, right? So for me, it's more like in the extreme end of this, and what Patrick, I think what really got him to get excited about what I was talking about is like this outcome-driven process of hiring has everything to do with like internally, I would recommend you figure out how to have teams that have outcomes that are based on the customer journey. And then what you do is you hire against that. Instead of worrying about senior, not senior, you're like, okay, now we're running. right? And we're running a certain way that is based on outcomes, that is based on goals, that is based on targets, and it's across the company. I mean, engineers are involved in this, products involved in this, sales is involved in this, of course, marketing is involved in this, and everyone has their teams, and they're collaborating even across teams, but really, they're on a team, and the team has to be aligned with the customer journey. I think sales is the easiest department or area of a company to make this happen. And sales is kind of organized that way, but not fully, because the collaboration between different areas in sales doesn't always happen in a way to achieve an outcome or a goal. And it's not experimentation based. It's more like brute force hustle based in a lot of ways. And so I know we talk about process and things like that a lot in every part of a company, but I think it's not as deliberate as aligning with a customer journey. Because then what you would do is your marketing team is focused on a very specific goal of getting people from visiting the website to signing up for a trial or becoming a lead, depending on what you're doing, if it's a SaaS business. And then your sales, and there's an outcome there that they're targeting. And then your sales team is targeting the outcome of from a lead to a closed customer. Then you might have the product team focused on retaining those closed customers. And that includes engineering and all that. And there, all of a sudden, you have three teams. You might not even call them the same name that you call them today, but there's outcomes there. So that's an easy way to flip this around. And I might not be saying anything novel to a lot of people, but the bottom line is I don't see companies operating with an experimentation mindset. I don't see these teams collaborating within the teams and then knowing when the other team gets affected and how that kind of transition happens on for the customer. Anyways, that's my rant on it.
All right.
And the hiring shouldn't be about I need leadership, in my opinion. It shouldn't be about I need a senior person, because I don't know a single person who I ask that question to that can answer it until they have this kind of team structure. Because then you might realize you don't need a marketing lead. You need more accountability and ownership by each individual team member for the outcomes, which, again, a sales team inherently is designed that way, right?
Yeah, so most sales teams, I'll agree with you, are much, much more outcome-driven than some other teams might be, right? Or the outcomes are much less fuzzy oftentimes, right? Much more obvious, easy to track, easy to stand out versus some teams, they might have a harder time to determine what the outcomes are that they should have. And it might be harder for other people in the company to easily, visibly have a sense for, is this, how successful is the support team versus how successful is the sales team is, or even the marketing team versus the sales team is sometimes much easier. Now, but let me ask you this, so that all makes total